We are continuing our Shu'urim on Binyan Ariel. We are now on page Mem Dalit 44. In the middle of the page, Ois Yud. Chiluk Bechinot Ban Anhagat Shel Eser Sfirot. Now we're going to get into more detail about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects the spiritual worlds to the material worlds. He does it through what's called via the Sfirot. Now, what are the names of the Sfirot? What are the functions? We're going to be discussing that a little bit today. Hine, Hanhagat Sfirot Keter Hi Chesed Gamur Bli Shum Taruvat Shel Din Klal. There's no Taruvis of Din Klal when it comes to Keser. Keser is Kulo Chesed. V'hi Shoresh Ha'Elyon Lekol Hanhagat HaChesed. And it's the Shoresh, the root of all Chesed. V'Hanhagat Sfirot Chochma Hi Gam Ken Chesed, Aval Yesh Bo Ketat Din. As you're coming down the echelon, you have Keter on top. On the right hand side, you have another Sfirot called Chochma. Chochma is less Chesed. Ela Shuhu Kenua Umutak Sham. Hi Mokor Hanhagat HaChesed Bepoel. That is the Keter again was the shorish of all things, the roots. Chesed where it actually comes into actualization. Vanhagat Sfirat Bina Agam Shia Atzma Bechinat Rachamim. Even though Bina is still high up in the Mochim. Excuse me. It's part and parcel of what we call the Gar or the Mochim. And therefore, theoretically, it is still part and parcel of this rachmim process. Because of yeshorish el dinim, it also has a shorish in the dinim, the strict justice to the left. Shimimena hem yotzim umidgalim, because she takes the actualization and she really puts it into work. Kemo shekotev Zohar, the mistara dinim mitarim. From her side starts the dinim, and the dinim is arim ba. That's with the makor of all the dinim and justice come from her. But lachen he makor v'shor shanahagat the din bepol. V'anahagat sviot the dat. Now the one to the middle is called dat. He anahaga. Excuse me. He anahaga muchachacht. It's a mixture, a mizug, a combination of the anhaga of chokma and the anhaga of bina. The anhaga sviat achesed, I anhagat atava bepoel yotzet el atachnonim. And this is the poet. This is the anhagat of sfirat chesed. That what takes the potential of the chesed and really takes it down to actualization. Ve'ainu shemidat chesed mushpaat belo gvul va'avdal le'tovim v'ra'im ki avat mekulkelit et ha'shura. That's a loma shurat din. Chesed is unbounded givingness. Whether it's to good people, whether it's to bad people, everybody deserves, like rain. When rain comes down, rain which is a blessing, rain which makes everything grow, it doesn't just fall on good people, it falls on bad people as well. Everybody is deserving of rain. That's chesed, that's midah chesed, undifferentiated. V'anhagat tzviat gvura, i'anhagat shurat adin, hayashar lelo rachem. Gvura is on the opposite. Everybody is under inspection. Everybody has is under din. So whether you're bad or even if you're good, if you've done anything bad, you also be under this category of din, judged. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Daf Beis Yikave Adim Et Ahar. Haynu Yosher V'Tokef Adim Amegia Bidyuk Lifi Maaseihem. Everybody will be distributed some din in some form because nobody's perfect. Vanhagat sviata tiferet. Now, tiferet is the one in between chesed and gvura. He midat rachamim. Mishpa'at el tachtonim. Again, the way it's set up is that you have a right side, and you have a left side, and you have a middle side, which is the Gimel Kava, we call it. The Kava on the right hand side is always all the smirot on the right hand side, which is called Chachan, which is Chochma, Chesed, Netzach. All those sefirot on the right hand side are defined as Chesed. All the bechinas, all the sefirot on the left hand side, which is Baga, Bina, Gvura, and Hod, Baga, are all defined as Justice, Din. And all the sefirot in the middle, which is the Datim, or Kedatim, Keter, and then you have underneath that Dat and Tiferet, Yesod Malchut, all those Sfirot have to do with the Midah of Rachamim, which is a mizug between Din and Chesed. Not too much Din is no good, too much Gvur, we can't survive, and Rachamim is the mizug, is the Tzadah Shavah, the Mishkal, the weight, the scale in between, which balances everything out. So therefore, Tifer being in the middle, obviously, he midas rachamim ashpa'at el tachtonim, which is mashpi on the tachtonim, ve'imidat amuzeget mimuzeget amechesed v'dim umarach b'neihem besod amishpat. And therefore, it comes together between the chesed and the gvura. It's a middle down the road, and that is what we call mishpat. And also it's called Midah the Emet, truth. Shishbil Azav, which is the golden root, Aim Tsaya, Amitnaheg, Beyosha, Ima Tachtonim, Bebechinat, Small Doche, Vyamin, Mekarevet. This is what the Gemara says, that the right hand, the left hand pushes away, and the right hand brings close. That means what? That means the Chesed, the Gvur pushes away, the chesed, and the chesed brings to close. The tovim shnayim min ha'echad, and both of them together makes the perfect balance. Both of them. V'hi b'chin hanhagat ha'Torah, this is what the Torah is fueled by. Sh'ha'Torah hi shlemut kol hanhagat b'chlalutam yachdav. K'moshko titen emet le'Yakov. Emet is the perfect midah. V'achem shloshet midot halalu, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferet, when you have what we call the Chagat, Hem Midoteihem Shel Shlosha Avot. These are the Midas of the three forefathers. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak, Nezer, Begvura, and Bechinat Pachat Yitzchak. Ben Yaakov is Tam Ohel Yoshev Oalim, Abchish Ba'Avot. Bechinat Emtzai Shalem. So you have Abraham on the right extreme, he was Kula Chesed. Yitzhak on the left hand side was Kula Dinim, Gvura, strength. And the middle, which was the preferred of all the Avot, Bechir, Shebe Avot, he was in Be'emsa. He took from both generations the Chesed and the Gvura and made a middle Kav. Now lower down on the right hand side with the midah of Netzach. He hemshech ha'ispashtut ha'chesed. This is the again a continuation of the, since it's on the right hand side, definitionally it's part and part of a chesed. Ve'chen hanhagat tzviyot ha'hod. He hemshech ha'ispashtut the gvura. Also as well that hod is on the right left hand side is part and parcel of the gvura, or the justice, the dinim. אלא שנצר והוד הם בחינת חסד והדין וקיום והמידה עמדת התורת היא התפארת. And what leads out from תפארת is this נצר והוד. ולכן אמר בפתיח אליהו, פתיחת אליהו זכור לטוב, תיקון זוהר דף י"ז עמוד בייס. The netzah v'od em tchein samchei kashut. She'i ha-Torah, he'i ha-midat ha-emet. V'en hem shnei amudim sh'aleihem nachon ha-kol ha-bayit. Yachin v'boaz, Yachin which represents netzah, Boaz which represents hod. Shem b'chinas ha'raglayim, ha'ma'amidim et ha'go. So netzah hod are pillars. These are the right leg and the left leg, which supports the tifer, which supports the emet. So this whole binyan that we're building up over here from Keter, Chochma, Bina, Da'at, Chesed, Gvua, Tifer, Netzer, Hod, all is one binyan, is all Davashan, they all work together. Each one is needed on its own, and each one is needed part and parcel to make something which is greater than the parts of its sum. The sum of its parts becomes greater than that. Van Hagat Sviyat Yesod, Hi Amidat, and Mekusheret Liyod, Ke צינור להשפיע כל מיני השפעות הנמשכות הנמשכות מהתחתונים בחיר מהנותנים בחינת דחר אל המקבלים בחינת הנוקבה. And we have finally the, well, there's two other words. The yesod is that function. The yesod is to take all the ashpa, all the greatness, all the forces and influences that are produced via all the previous svirot, which are these vessels which HaKadosh Baruch Hu protracts His light, sends His light into them in order to give it various anhagas, ways of being. And Yesod will now take all that ashpa and give it over and pass it over into the tachtonim, into the lower worlds, and eventually to us. Yesod hu mekor v'shorosh kol kedusha v'tara. That's the shorosh of all the kedusha and tara. He anahagat Yosef HaTzadik, which is connected to Yosef HaTzadik. Shekisem kinas shekinas kol bar kol bar, that he was the one who collected all the wheat. We know the story of Yosef HaTzadik. Ve'kalkel et kol haolam, and he's the one who collected everything and gave it over and fed the whole entire world. Ve'amad b'kol nisyonot, and he's the one who stood up to all the different tests of life, Shmirat Brit HaKodesh, and kept very moral standards, extremely high moral standards. V'anhagat Svirat HaMalchut, and finally we have V'anhagat of the Malchut, which is the last Svira, B'chinat Nukva Mekabelet מרכזת בכללותה את כל השפעות, והיא המוציאה כל הנהגה לפועל להשפיע מן התחתונים, בכלל זה אשר לשם צדיקים יבואו ובואו. And the goal of Malchut, which is very similar to the one of Yesod, but more on a klaliyustic, more on a klal, and Yesod's more on a prad, that Yesod collected all the hashpot and then synthesized it back into this one sphira called Yesod. And then Yesod's tavkid is to send it back, is send it down a further stage into the middle kav, which is what we call Malchut. Malchut's tavkid again is also to pass it down lower and finally lower to us. That's the tavkid of that. That's the shar, that is the gate between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amir shemekabel et shefa min Yesod shu midat tzadik. So the Ariza teaches us that the Malchus connected the Dalit of the Hay. The Hay corresponds to two letters, really it's a Dalit and a little Vav. And the Dalit Chelik is, which represents the last letter of the Hava, Yudke Vav K. The Hay, the last Hay, has a Dalit in it. That's the Malchut, which is Dala, representing poor. And she is being fed by this Mida, which is called Midat al-Yesod, which again was fed by all the subsequent Sfirot. And her job again is to send it down to the Tachtonim. V'hi b'chinat al-Levana, the Leis l'migal miklum, and she's compared to the moon, which doesn't have anything on herself. As we know, there's no light by the moon, she's only reflecting the light from the sun. Therefore, she has nothing of herself. That's the leis la gal miklum. Elai meira rak meharat haShemesh, shu zacha mashpia ba, because the masculine forces are mashpia on her. That's the sort of the yesod entering into the malchut, being mashpia on malchut. VaShemesh hu remez litiferet, Now the Shemesh, which is the sun, is meremez letiferet kol el betofes l'sha'a chamesh ketzavot chesig vo netzach hod yisod, and it's considered to be tiferet is considered to be keneged Shemesh, the sun, which has in it all the potentials of all those five sfirot, which is chesed until yisod. Ve'em mashpim b'shvit. And she's mashpia onto the seventh sfirah. That means Tiferet mashpia from the, I mean all five sfirot mashpia onto the malchut. And finally, the malchut mashpia onto us. And here we go. That is a basic rough outline of the ten sfirot by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules and works his world. She'en mirmazot al shleimut hanagat el borei shel borei kvar. So you see the anhagat, the Kadosh Baruch Hu with us, is very complex. She'en chlalot yachad yishur koma shalem shel eser madrigot amehavot b'kol ha'olam ma'od ma'olam olam mehaniskarim. So we see really this complex situation of these ten sefirot, which is actually found in every single world and every single part of and every single nekuda, because you can split every the klal is that anything in the klal is in the prat as well. So anytime we find that the klal has eses sefirot, every prat will have eses sefirot as well, so we can subdivide it for that as well, that way as well, and you'll find this this definition of this complex system found in every single nekuda bet'zim. V'agam shebiyachad kol eses sefirot hen shiur koma echad shalem. We form by these ten sefirot and what's called a tzelem shalem or a koma shalem. Mikol makom ashlosha rishnot hem keto chokma bina or chokma bina v'dat hem b'chinah rosh v'mochel. Shem shchosh anhaga bederech askala u'machshava v'ratzon. Even though we look at it as one particular system, ten sfirot, starting from Keter to Malchut, cannot be subdivided because it's all working in conjunction one to the other. One is needs the other. Chesed need gvur. Too much chesed is no good. Too much gvur is no good. So therefore you need a tiferet, and so on and so forth. Each sphere is bouncing off and using the other one. That's the Yesod Tikkun. That's the yisod of koach. That's the yisod of yichud. Nevertheless, saying that, we can subdivide the process into two processes. We look at the top part, which is called the keter chokma bina, or we can also call it chokma bina dat if we don't want to include keter. That means we're considering keter as part of the previous parts of. We can do that. That is what's called the mochin, the intelligence, the brains of the operation, we can say. And then finally you have the vak, which is, or the zat, which is the following sfirot, which is chesed, gvur, tifer, netzach, hod, yesod, malchut, that's the zayin taktonim, that's the division of the bepoel. So one's in theory, that one produces the plans, and how to act, and what to do, that's the plans, that's in the gav, that's in the head, all the thoughts go into that. And then you have your bodily functions, the message are sent down your spinal cords with this nervous system, taking down your brain impulses and passing it into your various parts of your body. Move your hand, move your leg, go here, go there, make a step backwards, giving all the information to your bodily parts, which then will take that in theoretical information and use it before. Those are the what we call the gar and the vak. That is a distinct distinction between in the system. Let's continue. Siv Koton Yud Aleph. Inyan Chamisha Partzufa Mityaches Sutam Le Eser Sfirot. We have now, we're going to discuss now a more Becholos, more of a Kalal. That was more Bechotim. The Eser Sfirot are details in what we call a bigger system called the Partzufim. Now, vihine, ezes sfirot elu nichlolot hen lifami b'chamesh b'chinot bilvad besod chamesh parzufim. We'll find that the ten sfirot that we just described are found in a hierarchy called the five parzufim. That means in every different parzuf you find ezes sfirot. Now, Sviot Keter here, Bechivet Archampin. Sviot Chokma, who parts of Abba. Okay, the way he's setting it up is as follows. That we have discussed over here what's called the Eses Sfirot. Now, we must understand that Ariza explains to us that the Eses Sfirot, they are what we call premature Sfirot, premature in their stages of growth. That means, like, the Ariza calls it the Eses Nikudot, he calls it that. He calls it 10 dots. Why dots? Because dots is something which is tiny, minuscule, which is very, very, you can see that it's at the beginning of its stage, like a little uber, a little child being born. He turns out, he starts off a little dot and then grows up to an adult. The Sefirot happen the exact same way. They start off, they come out from the Enayim De'ak, they come out from Adam Kadmon, which is the primary source of where the Sefirot will come out from. Because the Adam Kadmon is fueled by what we call the Ensof, the Ensof. And therefore, these Sfirot, these 10 dots, which are the 10 Sfirot, will then mature into what we call the Partsufim. And in the Partsufim, as we say, we'll find a further 10 Sfirot. But that's how we're starting off. So we're going to work with the 10 Sfirot. The first one we're going to be working with is Keter. Keter, later on in its life, will achieve a growth and become what's called the Patsuf Shalem. And the name of that Patsuf is called Arich Anpin. And sometimes we actually call it Atik. The next dot that we speak about, Nekuda, which we name Chochma, will develop itself into a Patsuf called Abba. The third Nekuda, or Sfira, is Bina, turns into a parts of Shalem, a full parts of called Ima. Sfirat Chesed, Gvua, Tiferet, Netzahot, Yosod, the next six, Shem Shesh Katzavot, Levak as we call it, Vav Katzavot, and Yachad Patsuf Zer Ampin. This is, we're going to be developed, all of those are going to develop to one parts of called Zer Ampin. That's very important because we call it different names. Sometimes it gets a bit confusing. I talked to you about Za, and then I talked to you about the Vak, and sometimes they can even call it the Zayin Malachim, what we'll speak about later on. What is it? What's all these different names? The truth of the matter, it's all the same. It's all the same name. It's all the same process, same parts of called Zayin, the Zer Ampin. Or you can call it Chesed Gvuot Tiferet Netzahot Yesod as well. Again, we have to sort of memorize these things and realize that all one thing. Now, finally, you have Sfirat Malchut. He parts of a Nukva de Zeampi. Now, Sfirat Malchut again is going to be the last Sfira, and then she's going to develop into a big part of called Nukva. Nukva de Zeampi, or we can call it the wife of Zeampi. Okay, she's going to be a full part of on itself. Let's continue. On page Mevav, last paragraph, so the inner parts of full. Now, this is a very big line. Anybody has a sefer, actually should underline this line. It's very important. Shel umat, because we'll find that the Ariza was mechadish over and up and above what his predecessors were learning. We're learning very much, for example, the Ramak was very much learning the system of the Tohu, the system of the Sfirot, individual Sfirot, defining them, and so on and so forth. But the Ariza preferred to develop the system, the Patsufim, seeing how it works, all the Sfirot, in a bigger sense called the Big Patsuf, the collection of the Eses Sfirot. And what's the definition of the Patsuf? So he says, the umat anhagat sfira, she kolilit ve nelemet anhaga patsuf here gluya mifuretit. So where we find that the Sfirot are general and usually hidden, the anhaga of the Patsuf is the opposite. It's begiloi, it's revealed and mifuretit, and more in detail. The kemo, she patsuf, demut adam, that we find that a person, a complete person, has 248 varim, 365 gidim, arteries, big and small. Because Ali, the parts of system, Kadosh was able to was able to do anything, but it allows him as well to, in a very easy sense, to be manhig the briot in various details. In much smaller details. Ramach Ivarim Vishtas Agidim, Elyonim Ruchnim, Kemo Ayin Rura, Ozen Shomat, Av Mareach, Pe Medaber Yadaim, Ozen Purulot, Raglaim, Holchot, Brit, Mzavik. All these different details of the sophistication of a person, eye can see, his ear can hear, his nose can smell, his mouth can speak, his hands can do, his legs can walk, and his brit can mezavik, can reproduce. The amazing functions. Ki b'chlalot kol ha'parzuf kolel eses sfirot, because a parzuf is a definition defined by 10 sfirot. But not only 10 sfirot, but 10 sfirot which are working in unison one to the other. B'pratut yoter, in very much details. Because every sphira can be split into, subdivided into another eses sfirot, and so on and so forth. So we have multiple functions happening in this one pasuf. Very complicated. V'kefi hitchalukut ha'pratiim kach mitpratiim v'luy orot ha'nagad mitlabishim ba'or ha'meirim der pasuf ha'nagad prati pratiyut kefi ha'yachas ha'mitztarechech So in the same way we find that these details in a person, biology teaches us that the person is very complex, the DNA of a person is very complex, and the sciences which were part and parcel of the chokhmah that we find. And that we find that Chazal were also in the Zayin Chokhmot. That what we see, even Lehavdil and Bizmanenu, that the scientists in something we call the quantum mechanics of the physics, the new physics, what they call, that they delved into the protons and the neutrons and the subatomic world, we find that subdivisions are infinite. And that they go on and on and on and on and on and on, subdivided constantly. We see the fabric of the universe being revealed to us in our days, and see how everything is really, really interwoven one into the other, and how complex the whole system is really that we live in. Not only our bodies, but also the whole metzias that we live in is full of molecules and subdivided to protons and photons and so on and so forth. This is exactly what we're speaking about over here. The sod of Paltzuf is to delve into all things and to realize that they are eventually, even though there are infinite amount of details, but infinitely they are only one. It's only one joined into one big unison. That's really the whole yisod of learning Chochmat Emes, is to be able to have the eyes and the knowledge and the havana and the teachings in order to see that everything is really one and all. Okay, let's go a few more minutes. ובדרך כלל, כינו הפרצופים אלו הכינויים דאר חמפין, אבא, אמא, זה חמפין, ונוקווה, הומורה לבחינת משפיע מקבלים. So by this system, which is called the system of Patsufim, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects with us via these Patsufim is a system by way he's Mashpia and the way it's Mekabel. כאשר אלו משפיעים הוא נרמז בבחינת סבא זקן ששם תכלית החסד הוא אר חמפין ובחינת ההורים הוא אבא ואמא שהם מוציא וכלולים חסד ודים ובחינת הבנים שהוא זה חמפין ונוגבי הבן ובת שהם משפט יושר ודים פועל. So the whole system, we have the grandfather which is considered to be אר חמפין, we have the father and mother which is the אבא and אמא, we have the children or brother and sister which is זה חמפין ונוגבי. And all of them have their positions in life, and all of them have their work to be done. Each one does something else, obviously. The grandfather's job is not the same thing as the father and mother, and the children's job is not the same thing as the grandfather. One can understand this. Opiush zeh hampim hu ahora al pnei akas v'azaa v'kotzer af shel midat adin. וגם זה אמפין הוא רך מבאר הנוגבה הוא דין גמור מוכלה בכל זאת לאר עליון יותר גם הוא בחינת דין ביסוד משפט. So Abba, as we said many times, the Keser or the Ar Champing when it's developed is kulo Keser, lo gvul, it doesn't stop. It's up and above any kas, any midas adin. Now, when it comes to zeampin, on zeampin is also, but there rachamin when you compare it to nukva. Nukva is the lowest of all the pansufim. She is din gomel, and therefore zeampin. Klape, the nukva is considered to be chesed muchlat. Because leor elyon yotin gam hu b'chinas din b'sod mishpat. But that's only when you view zeampin via nukva's perspective. But if you view zeampin via abav im, which is on top of them, then you'd say even zeampin is midas din. But leor malchut nikra tzedek kemush katuv zohar idra. Zuta daf resh tzadi beis amad aleph shehu abedik abeis din shalemala, and we consider that the malchus is the beis din shalemala, and she's called a din. Therefore, that would make sense that she's the beis din shalemala. And kol erot abba mito the onshim vehi mitzia lifol et kol adinim besod dina de malchus dina. The job of the Malchut is not only to give over the Shefa, but in more practical terms is also to give out the Dinah as well. Since she is the Beis Din has a job in order to make sure that everything is running well, and therefore the job is to give over the jobs, she's given over the job in order to give over the Dinim to the lower worlds. Okay, fine, we'll stop it here for now.